CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. We have breaking news in the John Edwards campaign corruption trial today. The jury has given the judge a very important communication. Let's go live now to Greensboro, North Carolina, and CBS's Jim Krasula. Jim?
Harley, at this point, we can tell you that the jury has informed Federal Judge Catherine Eagles they have reached a decision, a verdict, on one of the six counts against John Edwards. The other five counts, no unanimous decision at this point. This comes, Harley, after 50 hours of deliberations over 9 days.
Well, let's go to CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Andrew, what does this mean effectively?
Well, it's good news for John Edwards. It means that there may be a mistrial declared on those five charges, and that would be a big boon to him. The judge hasn't decided yet whether she wants to allow the jury to keep deliberating, to give them what's called an Allen charge, to try to encourage them to get a unanimous verdict. But right now, we're looking at only one count that would be resolved, and we don't know whether it's guilty or not guilty.
Now, Edwards' lawyers, we understand, have asked the judge for a mistrial on the other five counts.
That's right, and that's an automatic thing. That's an expected thing. The judge has to evaluate whether she thinks the jury can come back and get a unanimous decision on those other counts. Otherwise, we could see a mistrial, and that would force prosecutors to decide at some point if they want to retry Edwards on those charges.
All right, thanks a lot. Andrew Cohen, big happenings in the John Edwards trial, and of course the jury is now back at work. Federal appeals court in Boston rules the Defense of Marriage Act is not constitutional. Bravo, says gay activist Lee Swislow.
The First Circuit declared a law of Congress unconstitutional. It will certainly be appealed to the Supreme Court, and they'll have the final say.
At the Massachusetts Family Institute, Chris Minow.
It's an assault on what the fundamental definition of marriage is, the union of one man and one woman.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court could take it up perhaps later this year. SpaceX has done something once thought was only possible with the money and power of nations. The private company sent a spacecraft to orbit, delivered supplies to the space station, and came home safely.
Dragon is in the water.
Successful splashdown in the Pacific. SpaceX owner Elon Musk is the man of the moment.
It's been 10 years, and to have done this and have it go so well is incredibly satisfying. We look forward to doing lots more missions in the future and continuing to upgrade the technology and push the frontier of space transportation.
NASA is expected to hire SpaceX to deliver cargo and ultimately people to the space station. At the White House today, President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush were greeted by President Obama and First Lady Michelle for ceremonies unveiling their official White House portraits.
I am pleased that my portrait brings an interesting symmetry to the White House collection. It now starts and ends with a George W.
Again, the hour's top story, only one charge can the jury say they agree on in the John Edwards trial. The judge has told them go back to work and see what you can do with the rest. This is CBS News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Some alleged sex-abusing priests got a new start funded by the church in Wisconsin.
The Archdiocese of Milwaukee acknowledges it paid suspected pedophile priests $20,000 to start their new lives outside the priesthood.
And an incentive to do that was to offer them money to transition into the new phase of lay life.
The Archdiocese, Jerry Tupchewski, confirms what a newly revealed document shows. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York discussed the payouts in 2003 when he was Archbishop of Milwaukee. At the time, he denied the payouts. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
One of the men who hijacked a plane to Cuba in the early days of skyjackings will get a new sentencing. Luis Armando Peña Soltran was sent to prison for 15 years in 2009 when he returned from Cuba 4 decades after taking the airliner at gunpoint. The court says parole has to be a part of the sentence because while it isn't available now in federal prison, it was when he hijacked the plane. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Ernie, I know you are our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
It's just us today. No guests, just Bill Benica and y'all. And I hope you'll call in and talk about something today on 13-4.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
This is Talking Sheep. Thanks for joining me today. You know, this sheep, I don't know why. It seems like Friday to me. Is it because we started on Tuesday? But that doesn't make sense. If we started on Sunday, it would seem like Friday. But Tuesday, I don't know what it is. But anyway, Thursday. Okay. Now, where government doesn't belong, is if you want to intrude beyond any imagination of where government goes, Mayor Michael Bloomberg from New York, you may have heard, has decided that he wants to pass legislation that says people can't sell 64-ounce drinks, which are big gulps, you know, from 7-Eleven, or in other places, I suppose. Anyway, so, you know, I'm not like a fast food or a convenience store genius, you know. But if I owned one of those stores and somebody came in and I said, you can't buy a 64-ouncer anymore, but I'll sell you two 32s for the same price.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade certified organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
There you go. And it's great coffee, too. That's the great part about it right there. It's the best. It's the best. It really still is. You have to buy slow roasted coffee. It's low in acid. It's just great stuff. All right, let's do today and what happened in history and all that kind of stuff. Our flashback, our highlight in history on May 31st, 1962, according to the Trib, former Nazi officer Adolf Eichmann was hanged in Israel a few minutes before midnight for his role in the Holocaust. In 1790, President George Washington signed into law the first U.S. Copyright Act. In 1970, a magnitude 7.9 earthquake in Peru claimed an estimated 67,000 lives.
In 1977, the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, 3 years in the making, was completed. In 1985, at least 88 people were killed and more than 1,000 injured as more than 40 tornadoes swept through parts of Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, and Ontario, Canada during an eight-hour period. In 1994, the United States announced it was no longer aiming long-range nuclear missiles at the targets in the former Soviet Union. With their fingers crossed, they said that, I bet. 10 years ago, the World Cup soccer tournament opened in Asia for the first time with a match between Senegal and defending champion France and South Korea, which was co-hosting the events with Japan. Senegal upset France 1-0. Our birthday is today, actor-director Clint Eastwood, whose daughter, had you heard, her daughter bought a $500 handbag and then set fire to it to show that you shouldn't care about material goods. At least not that particular purse. Okay, let's go on. He's 82. Football Hall of Famer Joe Namath is 69. Actor Tom Berenger is 62. Actress Brooke Shields is 47. Actor Colin Farrell is 36. Rapper, holy dump truck, Waka Flocka Flame. There you are right there. Waka Flocka Flame is 26 today. Happy birthday to them, but most especially to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Right here. And tomorrow, Karen will be back in. She was in yesterday. We discussed some amazing things. And I was down at the local VA today. And so if Karen can connect me with this guy who was a former Navy SEAL, we're going to get the ball rolling on seeing what we can do for him. A local lawmaker's bill to prohibit lobbyists and firms that hire them from getting elected state officials has made it to the floor of the California Senate. Senator Sam Blakesley coaxed his SB 1426 out of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Now he will try to collect a two-thirds majority from the upper house prior to a Friday deadline for bills to pass through the House of Origin. Blakesley's proposal also bans officials and members of their immediate families from accepting various kinds of gifts, including golf, hunting, and fishing outings, gift cards, spa treatments, and tickets to sporting events, racetracks, or theme parks. Also prohibited would be the gifts of tickets to theaters, concerts, or other entertainment venues with a value of more than $25. Prohibitions would not apply to a fundraising event for a bona fide charitable organization. So what we basically have here is we have Sam Blakesley, who's going to retire, from politics, and this is his last gasp to say, why can't you people be honest? You think that's going to make it through? Yeah, me neither. Fat chance, as they say. Okay, but thanks, Sam, for giving a shot before you leave. All right, let's see what else is going on. Because we had another story I want to get to. This is Abel Maldonado. Now we got more people in the news. Abel Maldonado is in a strawberry field. Now remember, I'm not endorsing or not endorsing anybody. I'm just telling you the things that I observe. So he's got a new ad. He stands in the strawberry field, and he talks about how small family farms. It's a family farm, and the size of that farm are different, but I think. But anyway, but he says what the good jobs it provides. Now, when they pan across the strawberry field, you don't see any stoop labor over there. All right, let's go on, though. Anyway, Central Coast Republican congressional candidate Abel Maldonado and his family business are embroiled in a legal battle with the IRS for more than $4 million in taxes the IRS says they owe, partially because of allegedly claiming personal purchases as business expenses. In April, the former lieutenant governor said he was severing ties with the family farm that he owns, a third of in Santa Maria, after court records showed that he and his wife owed the government 470 Gs in unpaid taxes. In addition, the Times reviewed court records and discovered the IRS says the Maldonado family, this is from the LA Times, by the way, Agrogel also underpaid in taxes $3.6 million between 2006 and 2008. So this goes on, and they're got in a big dispute and all that kind of stuff. Now, this is here's the thing that I will say, though. This is a thing that the dispute's on. It's started already, but now it's an ongoing dispute. And we don't know the resolution of this. So I would not jump to any conclusion at this point, as in John Edwards, where the jury came out with one out of six counts that they could agree on. And so the judge said, go back and try to agree on something else. Because I think a mistrial would be in order if they can only agree on one. Okay, I throw that in there with the evil Mon story. Why not? Dang, I throw it in someplace. As soon as we know what's going on with John Edwards, if it breaks during the next 2 hours, we'll certainly put it on and let you know. And I think that's what we got today from CalcoastNews.com. Don't forget, you go to CalcoastNews.com 24/7. You can see what's going on, and the news breaks all the time during the day. And then in the upper right-hand corner, there's Talk is Cheap. You click on that. There's podcasts of Talk is Cheap, and there's also live streaming of KYNS 24 hours a day. So thanks for joining me for this news update from CalcoastNews.com.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
You're a news station right here. So does the government belong in the convenience store to say this is how much you're allowed to feed them and how much you're not allowed to feed them? And so Dr. Nancy Snyder on NBC today said, well, they found out that sugar is basically there's no actual no benefit to the human body from sugar. There must be other stuff we eat that there's no benefit to the human body. There's no benefit to the human body from eating, lettuce. No, that watery lettuce. What do they call that? Salad lettuce thing. Anyway, just regular lettuce, head lettuce. You don't get anything out of that either. Anyway, so we'll find out more about where this is going. It's really kind of crazy. I don't get it. But remember what I told you, the story I read about, is that George Washington, when George Washington passed away, and how many teeth he had of his own? One. He had one tooth. And so the wooden teeth thing was a rumor. He actually had ivory teeth made. And he wore them so that he, you know, and so when he, especially when he was sitting for portraits, so he looked like he had a stern jaw. Because otherwise he'd look like, Mom's Mabley. So, and the reason he only had one tooth? Because they just started importing sugar when he took office, and he just ate the living daylights out of it. Just ate sugar. Now, he didn't try to make it into anything, didn't bake a cake, nothing like that. He just said, didn't put in his iced tea. Didn't even know you could do that, I bet. Somebody found out you could. So anyway, he just ate sugar. He had one tooth. Boy, that's hard to get. Hey, George W. Bush's line was quite clever. I like that. He said that they've come. This is the day that they get along, Barack Obama and George Bush, because they have the ceremony where they have the official White House portrait of George and his wife revealed. And so he said, we've come full circle because now all the portraits that are now in the White House both began with presidents whose initials were GW. Pretty good, huh? Somebody wrote it for him, I'm sure, but I liked it. Okay. The world. We want it to get better, you know. We want it to get better. We want it to be less crazy. We want it to, operate like it should. But it's not. Which we'll find out after this oil company should put their profits to good use. Chevron says they agree. Yeah, right.
State. A Kansas pastor who used a Sunday sermon to call on the government to kill all gay people says he is just preaching scripture and has nothing to be ashamed of. Pastor Curtis Knapp of New Hope Baptist Church in Seneca, Kansas, says his phone has not stopped ringing since his sermon went viral. Listen to part of what he preached, followed by his explanation.
They shall be put to death. That's what happened in Israel. That's why homosexuality wouldn't have grown in Israel. It tends to limit conversions. It tends to limit people coming out of the closet. Oh, so you're saying we should go out and start killing them? No. I'm saying the government should. They won't, but they should.
We punish pedophilia. We punish incest. We punish polygamy.
and various things. It's only homosexuality that is lifted out as an exemption in Leviticus 20:13. If there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, they shall surely be put to death. I don't think homosexuals have anything to worry about. I don't think the government's going to do that. They don't have anything to worry about from me. I don't believe I should lay a finger against them. And my hope is for their salvation, not for their death.
In his sermon, Pastor Knapp blamed the Bush administration for its tolerance of gays. He claims that set the stage for the Obama administration to endorse same-sex marriage.
There you go, right there. Crazy people, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. But in other news right here, just a second, we have same-sex couples win a victory. And I will pass this on to you. Federal court strikes down key part of federal law banning same-sex marriage. Key part of the law was declared unconstitutional by a U.S. Appeals Court Thursday. The Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA, defines marriage for federal purposes and a union is exclusive between a man and a woman. Same-sex couples find their stride on wedding day. At issue is whether the federal government can deny tax, health, and pension benefits to same-sex couples in states where they can legally marry. Growing as a boost to gay rights advocates in the Obama administration, which in a rare move has refused to defend the federal law in court. We are right in thinking that disparate impact on minority interests and federalism concerns both required somewhat more than this case an almost automatic deference to Congress with this statute falls and fails that test, said the three-judge panel. It was the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. It's interesting, and I'll admit I'm offended by it. It's interesting these people that condemn, the crazy people at the Marlboro Baptist Church that condemn the soldiers because that's their fault. There's homosexuality or something. I don't know. And then you got this crazy guy. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and he pedophile was wrong, pedophilia, incest was wrong. He named some of them that were wrong, but guess what? Back in Leviticus, lots of other things were wrong. Yeah, but how come he doesn't bring those up? Because we do them. And I find it. And the other part of the thing about the Bible is there's the Bible that's the Word of God. If that's what you believe, that's fine with me. That's cool. The Bible that's the Word of God. Part of what the Bible is not the Word of God at all. It's historians. It's history. It's what tribes did and what their rules were. In my opinion. So anyway, but it's always going to be this way. There's always going to be somebody that hates somebody for some darn reason. So what the heck? Nobody's going to change anybody's mind. That's for sure. You're not going to change anybody's mind. Now, here's one of these issues that, on the surface, it's just a single issue, but it's not. It's an issue that's come up and come up and come up and come up in San Luis Obispo in the 35 years I've been here. It says, voting by 900 students may not happen. Registrations came in late, says county clerk recorder wants an investigation, saying maybe we could do some more paperwork and they could get the thing, you know, could vote and all this sort of thing. What's interesting to me is that one of the humongous issues has always been in San Luis Obispo and other college towns is should, in fact, the students be able to vote as their temporary residence in San Luis Obispo or another town, as opposed to should they be able to vote in their own home of record, as it were. And so it's interesting because I look at it this way. For at least 3 years, what happens in San Luis Obispo affects those kids. But if you take a senior that's just finishing his finals and is going to vote on June 5th and he's leaving, I that's kind of shaky to me. That's the part I don't quite get. But let's get on the phone and say hi to somebody. Hello?
Hey, Billy Boy. How you doing?
Hey, Mikey. What's up, man?
Oh, just a couple of little things crossing my little pumpkin head, so I thought I'd give you a holler. One that just occurred to me when you were talking about this crazy Baptist minister or whatever, and your opinion, mine too, from what he said. But you do realize that in the Muslim religion that the exact same thing is portrayed, and in many Muslim countries they do just that. But
yeah, that's right. And the Quran says you're supposed to wipe your butt with a rock.
Yeah, but the fact is that it says about that, you know, gay is a sin against nature, and they should be destroyed and stoned. And they do that in Muslim countries that are, you know, controlled by the Quran. That's the teaching, and that's the law. But here's something that I wanted to talk to you about that I had heard a couple of weeks ago, and I just hadn't had the chance.
Let's go backwards. Wait a second. We got to go backwards a second. So okay. your point about the Muslims is what? I mean, the Muslims are the same people that cut people's hands off for thievery. They have honor killings where a husband can kill his wife just because he thinks that she's dissed him. To bring up one part of what the Muslims are into is like, woo, you know.
Yeah, but my point is that, yeah, everybody's on this guy's, list of this guy being a wacko, but wherever the Quran is taught, they're teaching the exact same thing, and they say, well, yeah, let's give them a pass. So they're teaching that.
Speaking of wackoism, fine. I'm not going to argue with that. You know, there's certain.
That's all I'm saying.
I understand that.
Because the Christian and in many people's opinion, including mine. What he's saying there is he's a flaming nut. But
no, here's the thing. You know what?
Temples, they're doing the same thing, and that our synagogues, and many Muslim temples that they're saying preaching the same thing, and they're saying, we can't be getting up on this guy. We can't be condemning a religion for the way that they feel about things.
Okay. Right. Well, no, I can if I want to. They're condemning homosexuality. I'm condemning their attitude of saying, well, we should kill them. So I have the right to sit outside and condemn anybody that I want, as do you, and what they say. But here's the more important part. The issue of homosexuality with religion is that, true enough, religion can recognize or not recognize homosexuality for whatever reason it wants or not wants. But that, what this whole issue of gay marriage in the United States is not a religious issue. It's not supposed to be a religious issue. If there's any country in the whole wide world that it shouldn't be a religious issue, it's the separation of church and state in this country, which I realize was promulgated by a Supreme Court and not the original Constitution, but nonetheless there it sits. And so this is
okay.
we're talking about this whole issue in the United States has to do with civil unions. Now, if two people get married in a civil union, and then the church, some church, I don't even point to any church you want to, that says, yeah, but we're not recognizing that. Okay, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But the state, the city, the country does not have the right to dictate in a civil court to me what you can and cannot do as far as marriage. And
there you go. You just kind of washed over a point in that, what you just said.
Yeah. What's the point?
To you.
Well, here's the problem.
You know, they're saying right now that we can't have plastic bags because it destroys the environment. To me, that's as crackpot as that guy saying that we should kill the gay people. Because they're saying, we're going to do this because 1 million birds a year are killed by plastic bags. Show me that research and how they came up with that number. I think it's as crackpot as that guy's comments. But that's now a law, and we're living that. Now, to me, that doesn't make sense. Just like to you, the government saying that we can control who gets married and who doesn't is their prerogative. Now, you know, just because you're saying that doesn't make sense doesn't mean it can't be a law and doesn't mean it can't be enforced.
Oh, heavens knows you're right. I mean, that's what's going on right now.
So but here's something that I've been wanting to tell you talk to you for a long time ago. You were talking about how bad that you think, and I think that you and Ann at one time were talking about how bad it is now that the Supreme Court has considered a corporation to be, you know, people, that their right of putting as much money into whatever campaigns and however much it is really wrong, because corporations are out for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. Here's something that I wanted you to know. From 2001 to 2010, this organization put in $210 million into different political campaigns, anywhere from gay marriage to individuals running for office, which was more than the combined efforts of the oil companies, the pharmaceuticals, and tobacco. Do you know what this corporation is?
Go ahead.
It's the teachers' union. The teachers' union. Now, that's why I don't understand why a union should have that kind of power. Right now, today, in Santa Barbara, there's a lady running for supervisor position. She was given $60,000 by a union who obviously is expecting something in favor back from it. And that was more than her next two closest competitors combined have been able to come up with money-wise.
That's Hannah Beth. So, is that Hannah Beth Jackson?
You'd be considered an individual voice. When I was in the AFC-CIO, signed in Pictorial's union, when I was in that, I had no discretion of how the money was spent that the union decided to spend on candidates or whatever. So what's the difference between that and
which has become a huge issue anyway. All right, now let me get a number right. You said between 2000 and 2010?
Yeah.
This organization spent $210 million?
Yes.
Mike. How much money do you think that BP, in trying to PR the way around that one oil spill, has spent in PR, on advertising, the Gulf's fine, come on down, and all that crap? $210 million, nothing.
How much money? That doesn't include the money that the union has spent on saying, we're the union of wonderful this and that. I'm talking about for actual political action. That was done. This is the money that they say that they spent on political, you know, donating money to this, to that, to whatever. Remember, Bill, when here in California, when the proposition against gay marriage was there, and they complained vigorously. How many people complained about, I think it was Utah, that the Mormon religion sent $2 million or something like that.
Right.
At the same time, the teachers union sent $8 million to try to get it passed. For what reason? What has that got to do with the teachers union?
Nothing directly. Obviously, it's the same thing with the union you were talking about. When unions say, okay, this is what we're going to do to spend the money, I mean, how fair is that? But let's look at another.
Exactly.
Let's look at another thing. Is that number's bothering me that you used? I don't know how they find out this stuff, but I'll ask Karen Velia if she can find out. When this election is over on June 5th, I would like to see the number of how much money the no on Proposition 29 people spent.
Right, but in the same sense, Bill, you know, to me, you're just looking at that, the old thing of, you know, when they came after the Jews, I didn't care, I wasn't Jewish. And you keep on going down the line. I think that you want to talk about the biggest crackpot around, bigger even than that guy that said that we should kill all the gays, yeah, is the screwball mayor of New York that says we can't allow sugary drinks of more than 16 ounces for people to be able to get.
I understand that. Now, let's put this
anybody with common sense.
Yeah.
But turn around and listen to how many people that they've interviewed that said, well, I think that's a good idea.
Now,
why?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I think the thing that we need to put into perspective about this, about our presidential election, they are predicting that both of these parties, the Romney and Obama, will spend over $1 billion to get elected this time. Oh no, I take that back. Combined, combined together, $1 billion will be spent on making a president, and that's
what they were saying.
That's scary.
That and this is not action committees. This is at the beginning that President Obama was looking to get $1 billion to run for president. Now he's going to fall short of that, but there's still, between the two of them, it's going to be over $1 billion, probably $1.5 billion, and that doesn't include the action committees. So, you know, it's probably going to end up being $2 billion with all these left and right-winger committees that are going to be putting out screwier than the next guy's commercial. So, you know, I mean, but to turn around and say that the union should be able to do whatever they want to do with their money, even though we're not talking to our individual people about what we're going to spend. And if you want to pull your money on that or not allow your money to go to that, which in the state of California there are certain rules and regulations on that, you have to jump through more hoops than to become the president of the United States. But for you or anyone else to say that the union is not a corporation and therefore should have its own rules and regulations, when we have seen more unions, the lawyers' lobbyists, the teachers' lobbyists, the illegal alien lobbyist groups, and they're not considered corporations, so they can throw whatever money, you know, that they want to at it, and nobody says anything about it. I think that I can understand at least a corporation is looking to survive itself and not come up with rules and regulations that you know, assist the or hurt the whole country or the state.
How do you feel better?
I just know I. If you can explain to me what the difference between a corporation's money and the AFL-CIO or the teachers' union or, you know, the doctors, the lawyers' union or the lawyers' lobbyists, if you can explain to me what the difference between their out trying to get laws, rules, whatever, into, you know, whatever thing is going to pass, and the corporation that's trying to survive itself, whatever it might be, I would really like to know.
I don't know that there is any difference. I mean, I'm not a member of the National Association of Broadcasters. I don't think their radio stations per se are anymore individually, but some of the big ones maybe. But, you know, the NAB, they're there to say, okay, this is what we want for the broadcast industry. This is what we want to get out of the government for the broadcast industry. I think the only real – I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, Mike. I think the only real difference that I see in it all is that the corporations probably have the ability to raise a lot more money than unions do. But should it be different for them than anybody else? No. But they didn't say here was the ruling. This is what I think irks people, is the fact that they said that corporations are the same as people. They're not the same as people. A union's not the same as people. A collective union is not the same as the individuals in it. It can't be. I mean, by definition, it can't possibly be. So to have a ruling that says, you know, the corporations are the same as people, I think that's what offends people. If you said the corporations are exactly the same as the unions, and therefore it's a collective expenditure, you know, to do this because the board of directors would have to approve it, then okay, I'll buy that. I mean, how can you not buy it? And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I agree with you. But if they start to say that the corporation is an individual, unlike unions, which they don't say is an individual, if the corporations are an individual, then can they be tried for murder if they kill somebody with their product?
Well, can a union?
I don't think so.
No. So that's – in other words, like you said, If they eliminated all of it, which is what I would prefer, that a union, that a corporation, that these action committees cannot be doing, you know, all these screwball things that they do, then I'm all for it. The problem is they're not going to. And even when the government puts forth these laws, which we have over 100 rules and regulations that I can think of in California when it comes to elections, but the problem is that the rules are all written with already gaps in them by the people that write them to hopefully assist them.
All right, sir. I need to take a break and do other things, but and also I'm sitting over here looking at the fact that my little computer that is very vital to what I do for a living has died.
Well, I'll get roll and see if we can get another.
I couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Anyway, we will talk again, sir.
Take care, Billy boy. See you real soon.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye. Help us
out now! The sound you've always known. Yeah. The music that's endured the test of time. Live, Creedence Clearwater Revival legends Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Together, they're Creedence Clearwater Revisited. And they're live with all the classics. Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Creedence Clearwater Revisited. June 7th at 8 p.m. Shumash Casino Resort. Tickets are on sale now at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. June 7th at 8 p.m. Shumash Casino Resort. Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
You're creative. You've got bright, innovative ideas, but it seems like the radio group you work for isn't paying attention, right? Why not take that talent where it can be appreciated and put to good and profitable use? The Radio Central Coast family of stations are looking for you, a broadcast media consultant who loves their job because no day is ever the same. Radio Central Coast is the leader in helping local businesses succeed. And we're looking for you, a seasoned radio media consultant ready to help these local businesses grow. We offer a fantastic salary. That's right, a salary, not a cutthroat commission plan. And best of all, a fun, creative environment where our clients are the stars. The only thing we want are radio professionals ready to take their career to the next level. If this sounds like you, send an email to Aaron at RadioCentralCoast.com or give him a call at 786-2570. This is it. Fun, excitement, creative, the career you've always dreamed of. Make the change and join the professionals at Radio Central Coast.
That's us right here. Join the pros right here at Radio Central Coast because we're the pros at Radio Central Coast. There's no question about that. All right, let's talk about what else is going on, and I want to share something with you, and that is I'm really screwed with this computer dying. Could not have happened to a nicer guy, I'm telling you. Okay, but we'll see if we can work it out. Here's the important thing I need to share with you, because the first flight is coming in today, and you have to check on this at 1:08, which is not very far away from now. You know, it's a half an hour. But if you're in San Luis Obispo, you can certainly make it. Now, this is this Welcome Home Military Heroes, and they're coming in by the droves today at Slo Airport. So they have they had a flight that already arrived. 10 wounded warriors arrived on flights this morning, so that's already passed. But at 1:08, there's one wounded warrior coming in. At 2:40, there's six wounded warriors coming in. At 3:21, there's three wounded warriors. 5:10, there's one. And 7:44 p.m., there's four wounded warriors coming into Slo Airport. And these are all people that are going to be involved in AmpSurf this weekend. So I just want to let you know all that's happening. And then at the Grover Beach Amtrak station at 3 o'clock, 3:30, there's a bus due in. So you have to get there a little bit before that if you want to greet these people home. And I just want you to know, I mean, how tremendously important it is if you can turn out and welcome these people home.
I'm coming home, I'm coming. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Home, I'm coming home. Coming home from across the sea. Home, I'm coming home. No more marching and fighting for me. I am a soldier, a coming home soldier. No purple heart do I wear on my chest. I'm just a soldier, a coming home soldier. I know that I have done my best. I'm coming home, I'm coming. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. The girl I left behind has been waiting patiently. She said she didn't mind, 'cause I was helping to keep our land free. I am a soldier, a coming home soldier. No purple heart do I wear on my chest. I'm just a soldier, a coming home soldier. I know that I have done my best. I'm coming home, I'm coming. I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Home, and actually every one of these guys wears a purple heart on their chest. But that's, hey, that's how the song was written. What could I do about it? All right, Bobby Vinton right there. You're Bill Talker, Sheep Friends and Neighbors Network. Once again, just a gaggle of guys are coming in today. And we have what I have here. We had 10, 11, 17, 25. 26 wounded warriors are coming in today. So if you go to the slow airport, check the times, they'll be there to tell you. And also you can go to, here's what you can go to, let me get this right, welcomehomemilitaryheroes.org if you want to go on the internet. Welcome Home Military, actually it's Cheryl at welcomehomemilitaryheroes.org. It's Cheryl, S-C-H, not S, forget that, the S came out accidentally, C-H-E-R-Y-L at welcomehomemilitaryheroes.com. And they'll have a schedule to make sure this is all correct. But if you could do it, if you could do it to it, I'd much appreciate it if you could turn out and, you know, welcome these people home. Wow. All right. What else, Bill?
What is going on?
There was something I was going to tell you right away. Besides my, this is, you know, Tom, Major Tom, the engineer. You know, you never know if he's around when you need him. Sometimes he's right there on the spot, John on the spot, or perhaps Tommy on the spot. But the thing is that I just searched the building. Maybe he's at lunch. I don't know. But I have a computer over here that really has died and really can't help. Why doesn't this slow piece of poop die? I don't want to have to get a new computer, but this thing can. Okay, this thing can. Yeah, do we care? All right, let me make sure we have nothing new coming out about... they just have reached a verdict on one count, so they're again being told to go in there and get to work. So that's what's going on right now. All right, other things are going on, other things that are happening. So here, just as we were just kind of fading away there before Mike called, we were talking about this thing about where students should vote, and I don't have a major opinion about it, but I understand people how they feel different ways about it. They feel one of two ways. They feel like they should vote in their hometowns. Or they feel like they should vote here. And I think voting here is okay again, and unless you're a senior that's leaving, because you're putting in place, you know, situations that you're not going to have anything to do with. But it gets really dicey then when they do that. So I'm just telling you. That's all I'm telling you about. Now, what is this? What is this? Here's men's offices have more bacteria than women's, a scientific study says. A new study shows that men's offices are more contaminated with oral, nasal, skin, and intestinal bacteria than women's offices. Now, here's the sentence that's killing me. And it's likely their larger size and unhygienic ways are the reason. And listen to this line. Studies have shown that for every cubic meter of air in an office building, there's about a billion bacteria swarming about you. Little is known about these bacteria. I'll try to be genteel when I say this, but I need to say it. So here they're saying the men are because we're slovenly or something and unhygienic and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know that that's fair. I don't understand why they'd even say that. And you go, well, do you always wash your hands when you go to the bathroom? Yeah. Does everybody? No. Do all women wash their hands? No. And yet, if you're talking about a human body that's sitting there, you know what I mean? You have to admit, right now on television, there are 433 commercials about certain parts of women that need either spraying or cleaning up or to have something to do with them, an ointment, all that. And so men, they don't have anything. You know, they say, you know, shampoo your hair with this and put some deodorant on. But besides that, you know, we tend not to have the same problems with the same parts, understandably. So this is really kind of weird. They're saying that men are, you know, the problem in the office. I was reading a trivia book. It was in the bathroom. That's where they belong. And I forget how many they said. I'll look up the number. But how many skin cells, human skin cells, we each lose a minute? So, you know, when you're dusting your house and you're saying, I don't know where all this dust comes from, you're it. It's you. You're dusting up yourself. But get over it. It's okay, you know. Don't worry about it. That's how we are. All right. Things in our world. Oh, my God. This was a great story here. This was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Oh, and that is the story about the Colosseum. Porn was shot at the Colosseum. I ran on the turf. This was back in 2001, and then it was released in 2002. And the Colosseum is not identified by name in the video, but it's obviously the Colosseum. It shows the stadium signature tunnel where the Trojans charged through. It shows the entrance of the Colosseum. It shows the seats, the whole thing. So they don't know how it was that they got permission to do that. And they did it at night under the lights. So the lights would have had to have been turned on for this affair. Anyhow, I just think it's a hoot myself. Hey, it's L.A. It's a porn industry, for God's sake. I know you say, isn't that supposed to be out in the valley? Yeah, but they don't have a Coliseum out in the valley. Right? They could have gone down there. Could have gone, I don't know. There's no place to go out in the valley, so forget it. All right. Now, here's the thing I was telling you about yesterday. Here's the museum drops anchor. The USS Iowa is now in L.A. Harbor. And I mentioned to you that if you went on Google Earth, that it used to show the Iowa was one of the people in the amazingly shrunken a mothball fleet in Suisun Bay above San Francisco. When I was there and we were training on boats up in the Suisun Sloughs, man, that fleet was huge. I mean, it was huge. And it's only maybe two dozen ships. But if you go there and you Google Earth it, you'll see the USS Iowa on one end, on the right hand end. Now, here's the other thing that's kind of, just as a point of fact, this is what I did for a living in the Navy. I was a gunner's mate, so I had to know about guns. All right? So here's the weird part. This thing berths in Los Angeles Harbor. Its 16-inch shells could actually shell from the harbor, from L.A. Harbor, could actually shell Catalina Island. That's how far those big mothers go. They weigh 2,000 pounds, 16 inches. Yep, they can actually go farther than that, but they can do the 26, they can actually go about 28 miles, a 16-inch shell, the size of a car, weighing 2,000 pounds. Okay. I'm sure we have cars today that don't weigh 2,000 pounds. Am I right? I'm sure of it. Yeah, that little twofer car, the smart car, that little thing, whatever that's called, the can. I can't weigh more than about 500 pounds, I would bet. All right, other things that are going on in our world. Well, as we know, Mark Zuckerberg has just eaten it with the Facebook IPO. So everybody's in the whole wide world is wondering why. I think some bad rumor started, and then people just, you know, how people are with Wall Street. This is why I tell you, I don't think just the average Joe should be able to pick up an E-Trade thing and make a trade. I think you should have to go through people that know what they're doing. But then the people that actually know what they're doing have destroyed Wall Street and the economy in the process. So I don't really know what the answer is, but Mark Zuckerberg knows. He went from, his fortune fell from $16.2 billion Tuesday to, four, let's try this again. He lost basically $14 billion in one day from $16.2 billion. So what does he have left? $2 billion bucks. Two and a half. He has $2.5 billion less, left. So that makes him not very rich, really, in comparison to all the billionaires. He's on 30th on the list or 40th or something. Okay. Another controversial thought. And you have to know something. If there's anything I don't believe in, I don't have animals, but I certainly do not believe they should be treated cruelly. I mean, I can't, you know, when they have that thing on at TV, the ad with the dogs and cats that are all screwed up. I mean, it just breaks my heart like it breaks other people's heart. What is that? The ASPCA. Anyway, so that's where I'm at with that. But now you take this person's talking about farm animals. This is a guy that's on TV. Peter Dinklage. What's he on? Game of Thrones. So he's going to try to get more awareness about farm animals. Now, again, I don't think he's talking about farm animals per se. I think he's talking about factory farm animals and how we factory farm chickens and turkeys and not necessarily steer only for a short time in a lot of places. You know, when they end up at the feedlot, they call it, you know, like out on Highway 5. These are the steer that come from here. But if you look at the steer around San Luis Obispo, it's a pretty idyllic life up to that point. But here's the point I'm making. Think however it was when you were growing up, how you were treated, punished, scolded, whatever, praised. Think when you were young, however it was, did you not assume that everybody else was treated the same way? And that's if you were abused, if you were beaten, if you were locked in a closet. You assumed that everybody else lived the same way. You did, because you didn't know any better. You didn't know any different whatsoever. Kids today, you know, they got more exposure to, you know, what do they call it? You know, beating on your kid is no good, and that kind of thing, domestic violence. But we didn't know anything about domestic violence, for God's sake. We thought that was part of life. So, and you just assumed everybody had the same life. You know? So I mention that because what I'm saying to you is, if an animal born in a cage and grows up in a cage and ends up dying in a cage, does it know any different? Is there some inherent thing in that animal that says, I know I should be out there flying around? I don't know. That's all I wonder that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not even endorsing that idea. I'm just saying I wonder about that. I wonder about that. Because if let's say you go on the side of they don't, then it's not cruel. It's cruel to us to look at it and say, well, that seems like a crappy way to have to live your life. But if the animal itself knows no different, then I'm not sure it's cruelty. But I'm not taking sides with this. I was just bringing up the subject because I thought it was interesting. But I really did. That's it right there. Actually, and I'm not surprised at this. This is why I try to take exercise with caution. It says exercise can actually hurt the heart. They did this study with all these different people, you know, and it's always assumed that exercise has to be good for your heart. And 10% of the people, it's not. It actually is harmful to your heart. For those, this is once again one of these things that took them totally by surprise, and they don't know why. And they're like, brr. So now they're trying to figure that out. It is kind of weird. Don't let this happen. Don't let this happen. Here's the headline. Support slipping for tobacco tax measure. That's Prop 29. Don't let it happen. Don't let them buy your thinking. Don't. Like, was it Shirley was her name that called the other day? I don't care if they take the money and throw it in the ocean. If it keeps people from smoking, young people especially, because they get, you know, there's some point it's unaffordable. If it keeps people from smoking, if it makes other people quit smoking, I don't care how many people you save, how many lives you save, save them. Obviously, I mean, what do you think the tobacco company's interest in this is? The Noon 29 is with Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds. That's who's the main backers of Noon 29. Please do not let them talk you into this. It just is insane. Absolutely insane. Speaking of corporations being people, what is that? It's a funny day for me. There's a beeper that's telling me the news is coming up in 4, 3, 2, 1.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Much ado about a little bit in the John Edwards campaign corruption trial. The judge in the case called the jury into the courtroom saying she understood they had reached a verdict on all counts. She had misunderstood. The foreman told her no, there's agreement on just one of the six charges. CBS's Jim Krasula at the trial in Greensboro, North Carolina.
All of this comes after the jury has deliberated about 50 hours over the course of 9 days. Federal Judge Catherine Eagles has just told them to go back into the jury room and continue talking to try to work out whatever differences they may have.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Theoretically, on the five charges that haven't yet been resolved, if the jury is unable to do that after a certain period of time, the judge will have to declare a mistrial, have to declare the jury deadlocked.
That, however, could still take some time. The latest ADP survey shows only modest jobs were added this month, another sign of a slowing economy. Joel Pracken at Macroeconomics.
Those are uncertainties that I think are weighing on decisions of people to invest and to hire.
New unemployment applications also spiked upward last week to 385,000. On Wall Street, the Dow down 23 points, NASDAQ off about 10 points today. There is celebration at SpaceX after the private company's Dragon capsule came back from its visit to the space station.
This is a remarkably successful test mission all the way back from the start. The launch itself, a precision rendezvous with the International Space Station, a birthing, and now a return to Earth. It was right on target. No problems at all.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood, the capsule delivered 1,200 pounds of supplies and brought back 1,400 pounds of old stuff. The government's cracking down on unsafe tourist buses.
26 bus companies that carry hundreds of passengers on busy East Coast I-95 routes have been ordered off the road. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood explained the action to CBS radio affiliate WTOP.
They don't meet the very strict high standards that we have at the Department of Transportation. In some instances, they're fly-by-night bus organizations.
LaHood says SWAT teams of inspectors uncovered violations, declaring the companies hazards to public safety. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
New York City's health department's expected to ban big soft drinks in restaurants, even at the movies. Health Commissioner Thomas Farley.
It tends to drive people to buying the larger portion sizes, which they think gives them a better deal, especially people who have low incomes and are trying to figure out how to use their money most efficiently.
Not your average six-year-old little girl, Lori Ann Madison, who missed making the semifinals at the National Spelling Bee by just 4 points. She doesn't sound like your average six-year-old little girl either.
I just love spelling, so I'm really excited to go to next year's Bee.
The word that put her out is ingluvies. Go ahead, see if you've ever heard of it. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course. When it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you hate commercials? Even this one? Even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your show straight through without interruption? You like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for a good used car, just coming off a lease, for example? We'll keep looking.
The premium used cars, what consumers want most, are usually the 3 to 4 year old models.
They're not available because 3 and 4 years ago, there weren't many new cars being sold.
Love Israel with the Louisiana Automobile Dealers Association says manufacturers slashed production of new cars in 2008 from about 16.5 million units to 9.5 million, so the supply is scarce. It's good news for new car buyers, though, because the value of that 3 to 4 year old trade-in has never been higher. Don Ames for CBS News, New Orleans.
For hours and hours, people in Kansas City gathered looking up at a light pole where a raccoon had treed itself and wouldn't come down. How'd he get up there, they asked. People called police and animal experts. Then a power company worker showed up to do his regular maintenance, poked the raccoon with a stick, and down he fell. Hopped up, ran off into the woods. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm coming home to your loving heart, to the one that I once threw away and broke apart. I want you. Chances are I'm asking now. I must get back to you somehow. So I am coming home to you. 'Cause I am nothing without you. Forget your pride. Now my world is falling round me. I got nowhere to hide. I want you. I need you. I know it's true. I made you cry, then like a fool, I said goodbye. Now I am coming home to you.
Sorry. I have nothing to go to. I was taking my computer, my little computer, down to Major Tom to see if he could fix it. He's not there right now. I hope he shows up. Hi, but that doesn't matter. You're with Bill Benneker. This is Talk is Cheap, 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Our numbers are 786-2578. That works. And 1-866-937-1340. That works. And Spencer's is at it, working hard. So let me tell you what they got going on this week. Fresh boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $1.99 a pound. You can eat them the way they are. You can whack on them, you know, and stuff them with stuff. Or you can just chop them up. You can do whatever you need to do. Put them in a salad. Harris Ranch Angus Top Sirloin Steaks, $4.99 a pound. Now, I'm going to promise to do something. I'm going to go to Spencer's this week or this weekend. I'm going to talk to the butcher and get the scoop behind what this Angus thing is. Because I looked it up. And it had to do with a lineage or something, which is kind of really weird. You know, a cattle's lineage is probably another cow. Anyway, so I'm going to find out. Anyway, but it's $4.99 a pound, a big top sirloin steak, big, thick, yummy top sirloin steak. Would be so yummy. It would be really good. And you probably should have one of those. And then for the weekend, they got Budweiser. They got Doritos. They've got spaghetti sauce. They got wishbone salad dressing for $2.99 a pound. They have other things in the baker's corner. They have a Schwann's pie slice for just 99 cents. But don't forget, they got Frank Bouget's great cakes, and you can buy them by the slice, by the whole cake, by the whole shebang. So if you have, you're going to do a graduation, dads and grads thing, or whatever you're going to do, but get one of those cakes. Are you serious? Yum. Yummo. Yummo. And they've got everything at Spencer's, you know, and they've got great prices. I want you to really compare prices. Nancy goes through this thing, and all these come out the same day now, the flyers for the stores. And Nancy compares them, and she goes, you know, John really has good prices. Like, I've been telling you that. What are you talking about? So get a bag of carrots, baby carrots, for 79 cents each. Or how about fresh, crisp jicama, 2 pounds for a dollar. It's good jicama salad. Yummy stuff. Anyway, they just got all the great stuff, you know. They got the great bakery. They got the great deli. They got the whole thing that's working for you right there at Spencer's in 5 convenient locations in Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. And while I'm on a roll, let me mention Mike Wright Insurance, Farmers Insurance. They used to say, their motto used to be fast, fair, and friendly, but now it's done, which is okay. So make sure you see them on Los Osos Valley Road. You can find them in the phone book and get yourself some Farmers Insurance, because in some cases you'll be so surprised at how much cheaper Farmers Insurance is. See Josh for all your business type insurance and that kind of stuff, and give it a holler. Let's get on the phone and say hi. Hello?
Hi, Bill. It's Treasure Ivan calling.
Hi, Treasure Ivan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good today. How are you?
I are good.
I'm calling in with the Treasure Ivan specials of the week, like Spencer would do.
All right, let's do it.
And let you know what we're going to be doing this weekend.
All right.
We're going to have a lot of bunnies. We're going to have a Bugs Bunny record from 1947, and we're going to do the bunny hop. Do you remember that dance?
I have done the bunny hop, for sure.
You have done the bunny hop?
Yeah.
So have I, actually.
Well, you know where they did bunny?
That dance was discovered at Balboa High School,
really?
Or rather, it was founded there in 60 years ago.
Now, you know where they did the bunny hop, oddly enough, and this is where I was introduced to it. I used to go, I had a grandmother that lived in Maine, and there was a, what do you call that stuff, where you, the Virginia reel and all that? What is that called? Not folk dancing, what do you call that stuff?
I remember the Virginia reel, I don't know.
Square dancing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so when the bunny hop came out, there was no place else to do it. Who was going to do it anywhere? So that's where they did it. They did it square dances.
And it was usually
for the kids.
We got Ray Anthony playing that, and I'm going to actually sing along with it and maybe get everybody in the county bunny hopping around. That's the kind of thing we try to do on the program. Also going to have the original anti-bullying record called Peter the Pusher.
Really?
Peter the Pusher being, of course, a guy who pushed people around. And that's the story, is how he finally gets his comeuppance from taking it a little too far.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we got that, and we got some golden records. You remember those little tiny golden records?
Yeah.
Did you have a record player when you were a kid?
Well, no, it was my brother did or somebody. I didn't. I was down the list, you know. But so we had one, yes.
Okay,
we had little golden records.
A lot of us did, and that's kind of the audience that I'm really appealing to. We pretend it's a children's show, but I don't think so anymore.
I don't think so either, Ted. True. And that's really cool because golden books and golden records sort of were hand in hand at that time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. They were. And in fact, Golden Records is doing stuff now, which they've actually asked me not to talk about. But I think they're getting ready to rear their heads once again.
We're not
in the original form, of course.
We're not talking about it. Now, you know where people may be able to see some of this stuff, some of these great old records. I saw where they're going to have an event at Madonna Expo, and it's an antique type event. It costs $10 to get in. It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And they have all these collectible things. Old people bring stuff, like 700 vendors from around the country.
Whoa.
Bring stuff in. And so when you've listened to Treasure Ivan and his program, and you hear some of this music and some of these things, I would have to absolutely imagine that they have some of that stuff there.
Probably they do, and probably I'm looking for some stuff that they have there too. We're always looking.
Yeah, really, I would just think they would, because that's 700 people. That's huge.
That's a big one. Well. You know, the Dodgers, I've learned to appreciate the Los Angeles Dodgers thanks to you when they took you off on a Friday recently. And I check the Dodgers every weekend before the program is on, because we're on 1 o'clock on Saturdays and 5 o'clock on Sundays, and it can be kind of a delicate balance between Dodger games.
Right. Well, just raise hell with the people here and stay here. I got to be on another time.
You're the only person I've talked to since I've been here.
I appreciate that.
As long as I stay on the air, it means a lot to me to be able to play these things for, you know, rather than a couple of kids from down the block and like that, to have an actual, to believe there's an audience out there is very, very healthy.
Well, no, here's the thing, and you said you hit the nail on the head. Now, parents may, or grandparents, well, let's say grandparents, may have their grandkids there and say, okay, well, I want you to listen to some of this stuff because it's a lot of fun, especially like the bunny hop. They could teach them how to do the bunny hop.
Sure.
But the thing is I think you nailed it on the head, Ivan, when you said that, you know, it's people our age that, you know, remembered all this stuff and did all this stuff and heard all this stuff, and, you know, that's really the audience, I think.
It is. I work with preschoolers a lot, and I'm going to have a program at Avila Beach all summer. I work with 3 and 4 year olds especially. Yesterday I did the AG Library, and you don't have to do much to bring these records around. It doesn't take much changes to make them into stuff that's going on today. A 4-year-old today isn't really going through a lot of the changes that 50 years ago they were. It's pretty much the same, except to get them away from TV, which is my mission
that's true,
in life.
Yeah. But you know what? That's interesting. And I, Ivan, just having met you and listened to you, I can imagine you are the Pied Piper of these little children when you show up.
I sort of am, yeah. My parents had a nursery school, and I was raised in that. I didn't get to leave until I was 17, 18 years old. And so if there's something that I learned out of that, it was how to talk to a 3-year-old pretty intelligently, too. You know?
And he got a diploma when he finally got out of there, too. So I'm proud of you, sir.
Anyway, I'm just checking in, and I'm going to check in next week if I can, too, and just say, you know, what we got. And
Please do, sir. Treasure
Drive
on the weekend. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
All right, so it is fun. It's kind of fascinating. And remember Golden Records? Wow. You know, your older brother or sister always had that stuff. You know, you're 3, 4, 5 down the list there. You know, you had their shoes, you had their pants and their shirts. And if you only had an older sister, that was a little bit embarrassing when you went to school. But the good old days. I have a family picture when there's 6 of us children, and we all wore, my brother wore my father's hand-me-downs, and so, but the whole family is in this picture. We call it the immigrants. We just look like, nobody's smiling, we're all in these hand-me-down clothes, it's cold, we're in my grandmother's backyard, and they took this picture of us as a group. It's pathetic. But there we go again with the thing I was talking about, the cattle. And the chickens and the ducks, we didn't know. You know, we didn't. Other kids wore hand-me-downs. You know, that's what you did. You know, that's how life worked. Okay with me. Okay with me. All right, so the last thing we talked about, that exercise can actually hurt some people's hearts, which is really weird. All right, there's all this stuff that has to do with politics that drives me insane. Some of them, just wait. Here's what happened here. SeaWorld Orlando's $75,000 fine from the Federal Job Safety Agency for the death of a trainer but killed by a killer whale 2 years ago has been reduced from $75,000 to $12,000. You know, here's what they said. Willful, they said that Don Bronshu's death from willful to serious, the ruling is scheduled to be released today. I don't know. You know, how willful was it? Can I ask you that question? I mean, how willful was it? You know, that she was a trainer. All the trainers do the same things with these killer whales and whatnot. You know, they get a kiss on the nose and whatever, and they ride them and do whatever they do with them. You know, and the fact that this guy, being that he's a killer whale, and these are actually wild animals, even though they're, you know, in captivity, all of a sudden said, her ponytail looks fun. For him, not for her. So what I ask you at that point is, if this is what we're going to do with these animals, and this is how we're going to train these animals, and people volunteer and enjoy doing it, you know, and are aware of the dangers, then I don't really see where there's any blame to lay at anybody's feet, you know, except the whales. What are you going to do with them? Put your hand over his blowhole for a while and make him, you know, kind of like he's like holding his breath, like waterboarding in reverse. All right, other things are going on. Okay, so I mentioned this tobacco measure thing. I said, please, 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 please vote yes on 29. Please. Think of all the people that have cancer, for gosh sakes. If it helps them, I don't know about all the programs they want to do. I don't care that somebody says, the CDC says, you know, the government's pretty bad at handling money. We know that. We know that. But it's still going to help. It's still going to help. They had some amazing statistics on television this morning I was watching, and they were talking about teenagers. How many teenage deaths? I think they said 15,000. 15,000 teenage deaths would be spared if they raise the speed. I'm getting tongue tied here. If they raise the minimum driving age from 16 to 17. And then, of course, going to force some of these laws. And I interviewed kids. The kids were blunt. You know, he said, do your friends drive crappy? And they said, yeah, oh, yeah. And then we all drive like idiots. I mean, there was five kids all saying the same thing. Do you text? Oh, yeah. You know, if you're getting, you know, your phone's constantly ringing when you're in the car, so you got to answer. I mean, you know, that's the way it was. But they said if they could just raise the limit from 16 to 17, the minimum driving age, that would save a lot of people. And you know, three times as many injuries. Oddly enough, when I was a lad in New Jersey, you had to be 17 to get your license. I think Jersey was the only and who knows why they did that. I don't know that young people died any more in Jersey than people were shot. But that was the age in Jersey, was 17. So I was kind of, I don't know if it saved me or not. Maybe. Something might have. Oh, let me see. I got some stories here. I got to share some stories with you here if they'll share. I can't share anything with my other computer. All right, here we have this right here. This is amazing. Snake bite, $143,000 hospital bill. Snake bite.
Where he was bitten by this rattlesnake. Although it was a baby, it packed a powerful punch.
I was really scared because I don't know much about the snakes here and how dangerous they are. And as I was walking over, my heart started pumping and I could feel a tingling in my body and a metallic taste in my mouth.
Fortunately, Scripps La Jolla was nearby. Treadle says he got excellent care there and after a night in ICU was released with barely a scar on his instep. Then he heard from his insurance company back in Norway.
My jaw was dropping down. Yeah.
His jaw dropped when he learned his hospital stay cost more than $143,000, an amount so high it made headlines in Norway, where they have socialized health care. Treadle says he doesn't want to be critical of a hospital that may have saved his life, but...
Yeah, this is way too much.
With Treadle's permission, 10 News obtained this copy of his bill. Two charges stand out, both for rattlesnake anti-venom. The first for $102,440. The second for $25,610. That's a whopping $128,050.
To me, this is the wrong way.
He's glad he bought traveler's insurance or he might be in debt to the hospital for years. In a statement, Scripps says, in part, we have reviewed our billing practices in this case and find all charges to be accurate and appropriate.
here we go again. You know, you look people in the eye and you say, oh, yeah, it cost $102,000 to $120,000 I'll get for anti-venom. That's what it cost. Hey, you know, how could it possibly cost that? Seriously, how could it possibly? I mean, I realize there's people who have to catch the darn things and then milk them. You know, that's a dangerous job. Oh, God, help. Help, please. Are you kidding me? All right, let's move on then. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Mike's Shoes, if I may, in the promenade, because Mike's Shoes is the greatest little shoe store in the whole wide world, and they got this huge selection of shoes. I told you my Clarks. I'm wearing my brown Clarks today, and they're just so comfortable. They really are. And if you're somebody that has kind of kinky feet, and we all do as we get older, Mike's has all these different brands that'll just take care of you and be great. And if you just want high fashion and all that, Mike's has those shoes for women. If you want casual shoes, if you want what do you call them, running, walking shoes? We used to call them sneakers, but whatever they're called now. If you want to have those, you go to Mike's Shoes, and Mike and Annie and Shushan, the whole gang, will take care of you out there, and they're just really nice, and they're very patient, much more patient than I could possibly be. I could not be a shoe salesman. You know, after the second pair, I'd say, look, pick one of the two and then get out. No, that's why they haven't hired me out there. Anyway, but they're really nice, and they have evening bags. I think that's the right name for it. I think I have that right. Evening bags, and then they have all kinds of special stuff. They got a machine, you know, that'll tell you what kind of inserts to put in your shoes. They make them; it's all custom done. You know, you stand on this machine, and it's much different than the one you see at the drugstore. This one's really quite spiff. Anyway, and I have some of those inserts, and they help a lot. So, I'm just telling you, go to Mike's Shoes in Southside Promenade and get her done. They're just a little shoe store right there in the over by Tahoe Joe's. You know. They're great. They're absolutely great. Rumors are out there, by the way. Rumors are out there, but we have lots of rumors, so it's always fun to have these rumors, as far as I'm concerned. Rumors about Forever 21 fading away and Macy's coming in its place. Now, Macy's owns Forever 21, so what they did was, if you remember, when Gottschalk's went belly up, Macy's said, okay, we're going to put a Macy's in this place. We're going to put a Forever 21 in this place. We're going to put this here, this here, this here. Now, they might have thought that because it's a college town, that a Forever 21 might have just done gangbusters out here. But what they're realizing, I think, because Forever 21 has pretty inexpensive clothing, and it's not bad stuff. You know, I have a little niece that loves to go to them. Matter of fact, a niece that's coming in today. She likes Forever 21 a lot. So that's good. But you have to remember, we have a whole scad of people on the Central Coast that would love a Macy's. They would just absolutely like to have the quality of Macy's. And so when you're spending that kind of dough at Macy's, I think it probably works out better than the Forever 21. That's my guess. But then again, it cannot happen at all. And that World Market's owned by somebody else. There's something about World Market. I forget what it is. So World Market's owned by Bed Bath & Beyond. So that we have a Bed Bath & Beyond and we have a World Market. So I don't know what's going to happen to them. Those are just the rumors I hear out there. The rumors I hear. Okay. The Beeb. First he had the problem with the photographer. I am so upset about these photographers. I just... Remember a lady named Princess Di who died? I really hate the paparazzi. I'm not very fond of Charles either, to tell you the truth. Anyway, but here's the thing. So the Beeb had some problems, and when he gets back, they're going to talk about it more when he gets back from his trip to Norway and all those countries over there. But meanwhile, in between time, over there, he's just the hottest ticket in the whole wide world.
I'm Showbiz Tonight's AJ Hammer, and this is The Buzz Today. Justin's state of emergency. Justin Bieber caused absolute pandemonium in Oslo, Norway on Wednesday when an overwhelming number of fans showed up to watch the Biebs perform. Showbiz Tonight spoke with Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, on the phone as he was being escorted to the performance site by a rescue boat. Braun told us that the Norway police were on the verge of declaring a state of emergency due to the vast number of fans and was asked if Bieber could perform earlier than his scheduled time and reach out to his fans to ensure their safety. Bieber did both.
Jessica's Big Bucks weight loss deal. It's official. After months of speculation, Showbiz Tonight can tell you that Jessica Simpson has partnered with Weight Watchers to help lose her baby weight. Simpson announced the news via Twitter, tweeting, "So excited to be part of the Weight Watchers family." Showbiz on location. Blood-sucking controversy. Showbiz Tonight was right there at the season 5 premiere of HBO's True Blood, where we caught up with star Anna Paquin, who told us about the show's controversial ways.
I feel like we always manage to offend somebody or upset somebody. I don't know if this season is more upsetting or more offensive or controversial. I think our quotient's usually pretty high every year. But then also, it's so weird on our show, and we push the envelope so far that it feels pretty normal to us at this point.
That's the buzz today. I'm Showbiz Tonight's AJ Hammer.
Remember little Anna Paquin, you know? She's all grown up. She's like all these little kids that we would love to watch and everything. It's like, holy cow. She's all grown up right there. All right, you're with Bill Benek at Talker Steve, Friends and Neighbors Network, and it is 1:30, which means it's time to push this button and hope this one works.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. 30 million Americans have hearing loss. 1 in 3 develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Here we go again, another election with a politician telling a whopper of a tale. Jim Patterson is falsely attacking his opponent because he can't run on his own record. On jobs, Jim takes credit for creating 1,000. But we all know politicians don't create jobs, businesses do. Jim Patterson actually jeopardizes our economic growth with his reckless policies. Take Jim's plastic bag ban. It institutes a 6-month jail sentence and a $1,000 per day fine for small businesses that give out plastic bags to customers. On taxes and spending, Jim Patterson voted in support of raising property taxes on homeowners in order to purchase mosquito-eating fish. He actually did that. Then Jim spent $200,000 tax dollars to run a campaign to approve the property tax hike. No surprise, voters overwhelmingly defeated Jim's measure. There's a better choice for supervisor, Debbie Arnold. A small business owner for 17 years, Debbie earned the trust and endorsement of deputy sheriffs. Vote Debbie Arnold for supervisor.
Paid for by Debbie Arnold for supervisor, 2012.
Don't you weep anymore for me. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Don't you wait up tonight by the candlelight. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. I want the whole world to hear me. I'm all through wandering, I'm weary. So just let me return and I'll never roam. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Sing you my song of the saddle, my saddle's haunting melody. Let me sing you my song of the saddle, the way my saddle sings a song to me. Ride me easy, cowboy, try and treat me right. The range is long and dreary, and I'm your home. Let me sing you my song of the saddle, my saddle's haunting melody. I will sing you my song of the saddle, just the way my saddle sings a song to me.
I don't have any giveaway, but can you guess who that was? Hank Snow, right there. I gave that away. I told you who it was. All right, you're Bill Benek at Talkin' Steve, Friends and Neighbors Network. There's such stuff in the news. There's stuff. I got to show this. I have to get to this. Okay. First off, here's the interesting thing right here. A couple things that are going on locally you should know about. Help Stamp Out Hunger on Friday. Bill Moore, wrote a column, and he luckily detailed all these places that you can go to donate food. And let me give you the list right here. So let me just tell you, now, just if anything catches your ear, okay? Last year's Hunger Awareness Day raised $152,000, $60,000 more than the previous year because of increased need. Every dollar that's donated provides 10 pounds of food or 7 meals, which is pretty amazing for a buck. This year's Hunger Awareness Day is Friday. Here's where you can donate. Go online to slowfoodbank.org to find out. And donations can also be mailed to the Food Bank Coalition. But just go there and they'll have all the information. So let me just tell you these things real quick. San Luis Obispo, Farmers Market tonight. Santa Barbara Bank, Food for Less, New Frontiers, and Sierra Vista. Five Cities, Albertsons, Doc Bernstein's, Vons, Napomo Vons, Atascadero Food for Less, Kmart, Albertsons, and Rabobank. Pastor Robles Food for Less, Vons, Rabobank, Post Office, and Walmart. Santa Margarita and the Ancient Peaks Winery. And go next door and get a beer because they're really good beer right now. And then San Miguel Mission Market and Deli. And then the North Coast Cambria Drug, Albertsons in Morro Bay, Ralph's in Los Osos, and the Post Office in the mighty Muke, Cayucas, California. That's what's going on there. So here's the thing here. Rotunda work is halfway there. This is the Atascadero Rotunda and the City Hall and everything. It's just the neatest building in the whole wide world, I got to tell you. It's a really cool building. But anyway, here it was damaged in the earthquake and all that. And we'll reopen in time for the city centennial. Now, this was interesting because there was this Lon Allen wrote just the other day, said, you know, we have a centennial coming up, and I haven't heard a word about it. You'd think someone would tell Lon what's going on. He writes for the paper. Eh? So here they're going to have the big dome done, everything, the rotunda. And hopefully we're going to have a big celebration at Atascadero so we can celebrate 100 years of Atascadero. I'm ready. I'm ready, Freddie. All right. Other things are going on. Now, this is, boy, here you got, you ever have these issues that you get pulled two different ways? You know, you're like, well, there's this, Okay, that's one of these. This is in Atascadero. City discards ban on rummaging. So they had brought up the idea of putting a ban on rummaging in trash cans. You know, for recyclables is mostly what obviously the homeless people rummage for. So they decided, though, that and especially in these economic times and stuff, they said, well, that's being pretty harsh. But the other side of this was that, and see, where I live, we don't have this. I don't know why, but we just don't. We may get it eventually, but we don't have people that rummage into our trash cans where I live. But apparently, in Atascadero, there's neighborhoods where they do. So one councilman said, well, my mother and father are elderly, and when people start rummaging around their garbage cans on the street, now this is when they're on the street, otherwise it's illegal, they get nervous. You know, it makes them nervous. Well, you can understand that in a way. It seems like some of an intrusion on private property, even though I think the law is once the property hits the curb, once the trash can hits the curb, it's no longer on your property. It's on city property. But it's always there. And then the other thing was in places like parks and public spaces, you know. So here's the thing that flips me out a little bit. The thing that's wrong with it all, and it's often the case, you know, it's either black or white. And it's not, where is the compromise that says, well, what could this harm? So if you said that you can't go into neighborhoods and rummage through garbage cans, and one of the concerns was identity theft, you know, and so they said, okay, so you can't go through neighborhoods, but why couldn't you go to public places, parks, those kinds of places, and have your way with a garbage can, you know? But they said, okay, if you can't have this, you can't have that. And I'm not quite sure why they decided that instead of coming up with a compromise of some kind. You know, I'm in San Luis Obispo. Now, we may have homeless in San Luis near downtown or out by Prado Road area that go through neighborhoods. I have no idea. Don't have the faintest notion. But we certainly have people downtown you see all the time. Anyway. There's something else that's going on that's making me nervous, I have to tell you, the last few days. I've had to be on the road quite a bit the last few days, running errands and running people back and forth and doing stuff. And then I got relatives coming in here this afternoon on the plane. And so it's kind of weird. So the interesting thing is that Is there a new class of driver? Is there a new class of drivers? Kind of the substandard class? Like, you know, you fail the driving test, but, you know, they say, well, let me see if you can honk the horn. And you do, and they say, okay, we're going to give you a license. Is there a classification of that? Because there's a lot of those people out in the last few days. God. Whoa. Okay, here was that thing I was talking to Ivan about. Collectors gather at antiques event. A biannual show has been called the top vintage show in the U.S. by a magazine. Of course, everybody's called something by some magazine, but that's okay. It's sponsored by the San Luis Publications and titled by such publications as Country Living and Romantic Homes Magazine as the top show in the U.S. It'll be 9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. It costs $10 for both days. It's at the Madonna Expo Center in San Luis Obispo. And the, oh, I'm not 700. What did I? I'm sorry, Ivan. 70. 700. Hey, I was only off, you know, you see these numbers, you try to memorize them. I got all these numbers I have to use every day. It's not easy for me. 70 vintage vendor. That's still a lot. Anyway, and they'll probably have some cool stuff. As you know, the North County is going to reach probably 100 degrees today. When's the fair? It's always the precursor to the fair. Okay, we've hit 100. Let's have a mid-state fair. The biggest little fair anywhere. Other things going on. Other things are happening. I have to go back to another story, though, that was in the world news, because there's something that, I mean, I don't even understand what the hell they're talking about, so maybe you do. All right, let me first read this one letter, okay? This is all about the June 5th election, and I'm not going to get into all these letters, but I like this guy, I like that guy, who cares? But this is the one letter that I thought was funny from Jim in Aurora Grande. He put, I can personally attest that only five places remain where there are no Ed Waggie for supervisor signs. They are Little Round Top at the Gettysburg National Memorial Park, the Sea Otter Exhibit at the Morro Bay Aquarium, the drive-up window at the In-N-Out Burger in Aurora Grande, San Francis of Assisi's Chapel, and my front yard. Sorry, that's funny. I like that. I don't care who you are, that's funny. Then they have a thing going on this weekend, by the way. Free isn't free if it comes with hidden costs. Trial offers may result in expensive commitments, or a greater loan may turn out to have payments you can't make. The same is true for puppies and kittens. Free isn't free. You take your chances with these freeloaders. That way, they're going to have the Animal Services is going to have Adopt a Cat on Saturday, and it'll be the Colony Pet Fest. Wish Humane Society is going to be present. The Humane Society will offer microchips for $15 and all that kind of stuff. And so kittens and everything can go on. And so they have no kitten left behind. For more information about available kittens, call the volunteer line at the San Luis Obispo County Animal Shelter at, or just go to here, slowanimalservices.com. It's out on Oklahoma Avenue off Highway 1 in San Luis Obispo, which is actually off Kansas Avenue when you take the turn. That's where the sheriff's department is. All right. So get a cat. What the heck? Go get a cat. Okay, other things that are going on. Oh, I got to get back to this story. I have to because I don't get it. I mean, you may get it, but I'm like, rrr. I don't have the faintest idea what's going on with this. All right. Come on, Billy. You can do it, buddy. There, right here it is. Right here. All right, here we go. Scientists hunt for dark matter far under South Dakota. So here's, let me just read one part. I'll tell you about the whole part. This whole thing about dark matter, but here's what they're saying. It's hard to study dark matter because you can't see it. Now, how are they going to study it under South Dakota if you can't see it now? It says here, regular matter, people and planets, for example, make up about 4% of the total mass energy of the universe. Scientists estimate that dark matter makes up about 25%. Scientists know it exists, but it's a gravitational pull. But unlike regular matter and antimatter, dark matter is undetectable. This guy said he's been hunting for dark matter for 23 years, and his colleagues know only that he could explain why the universe is made up equally of matter and antimatter, that in turn could explain how the world we know, how it came to be. But you can't detect dark matter. Although they are saying, right here, dark matter is too sensitive to detect in normal laboratories, but one so far underground, this is in Dakota, South Dakota, would help shield it from pesky cosmic radiation. God, I got antimatter and matter. I don't know what matters here. Something. Anyway, it's pretty well. So I have to tell you the truth. 5,009 feet down, they're going down there, almost a mile. And they're going to see what they can figure out about the matter. All right, SpaceX Dragon capsule splashed down successfully, and I didn't know this until I was watching the news last night, that they tested the capsule for seaworthiness and to make sure it would work in Morro Bay. They had a big crane over by the stacks, and they just dropped the darn thing in, and it worked out fine. I had no idea. Now, they didn't land this in Morro Bay this time. They landed in the ocean, but that's kind of cool. As long as you weren't like the late Gus Grissom, who decided to pop the hatch long before he should have and had 1,000 coins in his pants, you know, so he could have drowned anyway because they were all for family and friends as mementos from coming back from space. If you remember that story, which was a little bit spooky. All right, I have one other thing. Oh, no, I don't. I got this. Let's see if we have. Let me go to breaking news and see if the jury sends the jury's back in. Nope. So there you are. Here we are. Oh, here was an interesting thing. You know, Martin Short's going to be at the Performing Arts Center this weekend, and he does all this little stuff. He brings up all these characters he had and all that. And he was on Today's Show with Kathy Lee, and I guess he did something, but I have somebody on the phone, so I'm going to find out what that's about first. You know, I don't mean to shortchange the guy, but I got to get on the phone and say hello to. Hello?
Yo, Mr. Bill.
Hi, Gary.
It requires saying he is a fellow veteran, and Grissom did not pop the hatch. Did not blow the hatch. They recovered that capsule about 2 or 3 years ago, brought it up, and the announcement was made, and none big deal was made about it, that in examining it, they could see he didn't blow the hatch. That system hadn't been activated. It just blew.
I mean, he didn't blow it.
Went wrong somewhere in it.
Oh, something blew it.
But he didn't do it. Yeah, it wasn't done by the thing he could have done it with, because that thing hadn't been done.
Well, I wasn't trying to pick on the guy. I was just telling
him.
Yeah, that's
well, I understand that. Yeah. But it's just so sad to me
that I don't have my
story. The man is a test pilot, for crying out loud. You know, he's been one hell of a guy for the country for a long time. And when that happened, it didn't do any good. And I'm basing this partly on what you see in the movie, you know, where nobody, you know, there wasn't no parades or nothing for this guy. Well, he didn't do that. And it was so sad that his day of glory became a day of shame, and not correctly.
Well, I don't think it was shameful. I don't know if I go that far as to say
he wasn't celebrated. Somebody came by his house and gave him his medal. See,
is that true?
Yeah, no parade, no nothing.
That sucks.
Yeah, it totally sucked, and particularly in view of the fact that he subsequently, eventually, long after he died, discovered that that system had not been activated. He hadn't thrown that thing.
You know, here's another thing. If people aren't familiar with this terrible fire that took place on a test capsule, and Gus Grissom and two others lost their lives, Chafee and White were it? I think it's Chafee, White, and Grissom. And it turned out, heretofore was not known what they were doing in the capsules. They found the best way to kind of do things at that point was to use Velcro. And so the capsule was basically lined with Velcro, and everything they used had Velcro. Like if they used a pencil or a pen, or Velcro was on it if they had anything. And then they even had Velcro on parts of them if they wanted to stick to the side. And so when this fire started in this capsule, apparently, and nobody knew this at the time, Velcro is just as combustible as anything in the world.
Yeah, it looks like it would be.
Yeah, oh, but it is. I mean, it's like terribly combustible. They didn't stand a chance. This went through that capsule so fast they could hardly blink.
Yeah.
So I was really ashamed too. No, I was like Gus Grissom, and I just thought that I'm glad you clarified it for me. The story had always
been. Yeah, I really thought that there should have been more given to that. You know, because like I say, the guy, you know, darn. Even if he did do that one thing, well, yeah, but still, you know, how many men would have the cojones to go running around the world in a little tin can?
Well, I agree with you, and I think that I think what I'm saying to you too is also is that I didn't realize it wasn't. So I'm giving you my impression of when it happened at the time. I didn't think it was a big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal. What I was concerned about, I think, is I don't know what age we were back then, but what concerned me was that, you know, well, my God, this guy could have drowned.
Yeah, and he looks like he's panicky as he's getting out of that thing. Well, yeah. He's in a big tin can, and there's ocean water pouring in it.
Wow.
I'd be a little panicky.
Wow.
I will say that's the one thing, that's one way the Navy never did mistreat me when I was in the Marines, and they never did sink anything under me.
You know what? The you look back at our space program, and the Challenger and the other one that burned
yeah.
up. I mean, we had our problems, but when you look at Apollo 13 making it back, when you look at Gus Grissom being saved before that thing went down, you know, we had a pretty amazing space program. I mean, we really did. And
yeah.
Now the private sector's taking over, which is kind of cool.
And that is way beyond cool because, for one thing, we're going to continue the cutting edge. Technology research and development, you know, that has been costing us bazillions. It's going to cost bazillions now, but that's because they're going to be putting up stuff people, including the government, will pay them to put into space.
Well, here's the thing.
That's going to be their biggest customer.
Did you see this? Let me look at this real quick for you. I think it's here. So here's one of the things. So it's not like NASA ain't doing anything. As a matter of fact, they just launched a new telescope. And that's supposed to be quite remarkable also. But here was it. Where is this thing right here? I have it. Give me one sec here. Thing's going to land at Vandenberg. We put up a year ago. Here it is. The space plane's going to land at Vandenberg. It was put up a year ago. It's sort of like a mini space shuttle. The exact date depends on the weather. Officially called the X-37B orbital test vehicle to blast off in March of 2011. This exact mission is largely a mystery, as you can imagine. But anyway, so that's kind of cool. So it is weird that NASA itself, I guess, that we were so used to it, all of us growing up, you know, that here they were, and you know they were the people that did all the space stuff. So it's a little weird to us that I think all of us are a little bit taken aback by the fact that they're not doing it. But the fact
we don't
that,
have a competitor.
Well, here's the thing though: the private sector wants to do something, you know, and look at how they're doing it. You know, Branson already has a bazillion people lined up at whatever the heck it is. What is $500,000 a piece?
Virgin Space.
Yeah, to go into Virgin Space, it's like holy cow. That's what's pretty cool about having a capitalistic society, that people have money.
That's one of the cool things about having money is you can do crazy stuff
that's
like
right.
that.
That's it. I don't have it, but I'm happy to see other people just blasting off into space.
I'll tell you, I hope we can stay on the cutting edge. I don't know. I just...
Well, I'm really glad this happened because I have to say that it's... Tell me the truth how you felt. It seemed a little embarrassing when we have to go to Kazakhstan or wherever it is to launch a thing to go to the orbiting space station.
Yeah.
Now, the Russians have people on it, too, so I guess you could say, well, it's their turn to do it more.
Yeah, but, and we're transporting our people on the Russian copy of our space shuttle.
Yeah, really.
What is that about?
All right, well, what the heck.
I wonder if we gave them the 747 to transport it with since we...
Toyota sells a hell of a lot of cars in this country. Since the Second World War, I might add. So that's just the way life is. And there were quite a few bugs on the road, too.
Yeah,
if
World War II killed an action guy, came back today and drove down 101, who do you think he would assume had won?
Yeah, really. And my wife was very polite. I think I mentioned this one time. She had this pot she wanted to buy for a plant, and it was real pretty. And I don't even know where the hell, World Market or someplace. And she said, I need to ask if I can buy this pot. I said, why would you have to ask me if you can buy a pot? She said, it was made in Vietnam. I said, who cares? Look at the cars that are driving down the freeway. Buy the pot.
Well, I don't know. I prefer to try to buy American, but, you know, the last car I bought that was going to be American was made in Mexico.
Well, and people have to, for a long time, it was really kind of weird when people were into this thing of buying an American car, and you could...
Well, there's still some that are.
Well, kind of.
It's hard.
Parts of it are made. I don't think there's a whole car made, except the Tesla, electric Tesla that costs, $400,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything really but that's actually fully made in America.
Everything is internationalized. In fact, I don't know how long, if that's still the case, and they don't even build them anymore, but at one time, Ford had purposely outsourced enough of the Crown Vic that they could legally place it into their import car category column for the CAFE standards.
Wow.
Because, you know, all their imports are little big things.
Yeah.
You know, but so the Crown Vic cop car was legally, as far as whoever the federal government agency that thinks they're supervising it, that's the import car.
I like these. I have to tell you the truth. I really like these Dick Tracy Dodges they're driving around. I think it looks
cops
cool.
Like them, too, except the classic traditional big old cop. they're a little crowdy. I don't know how Jared Enfield, who is not the least bit overweight, but I don't know how he'd get in one, because it fits me fine. And everything I've heard, I've talked to a couple of officers, and Karen Driver also did sort of a comparable, and it's just superior in every respect, and it looks so snarly. I remember they had a Dodge in the late 70s that had a really intimidating front grille. The cops loved that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm bad.
How interesting is that? That's interesting. You know, the Dodge trucks have a grill that, when it comes up behind you, it looks like it's just going to be mean.
I want to eat you.
Anyway, I thank you for your call, sir.
You're welcome, Mr. Billings. Right. And by the way, why should a corporation and a union not both be treated as a consortium of people with common interest?
There you go.
That's what it is.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Bye.
Bye. It's the wording sometimes, you know. It's the nomenclature that kind of throws us, which is understandable. We're just normal Joes and Joettes. Isn't that a kangaroo or something? Anyway, we're getting close to wrapping it up today. I don't have a say goodbye music. I don't have a happy trails. I can't believe I should probably sing it, but I don't think I should do that. But anyway, my little computer that had that stuff on there went kapooey today. What a surprise to look over and see this thing kind of flashing funny ways and then all of a sudden going, boop. All right, hopefully maybe Tom can give it a shot. If not, we're going to have live commercials again tomorrow. I'm telling you, I'm going to do it. That's the way it's going to be. I'm just going to have to do what I can do. All right, and then we have Karen Vili tomorrow, and we have Jim D tomorrow, so I hope you'll tune in at noon, and we'll get together on Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here.
Looking back, I can see the things I should have done, could have done. I see so much of my life I let go back. But when you're young, all you know how to do is run. I can play tricks sometimes, you know. You think you got everything when you got nothing at all. The only way you know where you're going, you gotta take a fall, you've got to lose it all. I've been through love, I'm coming home. I've been through some pain, I know, I'm coming home. Changes in my life, I'm coming home. Now I know. Looking back, I hear my family calling me. All my friends and loves I let go back. They wanted me to stay, but I was on a journey. There are so many faces. There are so many stories I know. But when I opened my eyes, I had to realize there's only one place to go. This time I'm sure. I've been through love. I'm coming home. I've been through some pain, I know. I'm coming home. Changes in my life. I'm coming home. Now I know. One thing left to do. This time I'm gonna get it right. Uh-huh. I've been through love. I'm coming home. I've been through some pain, I know. I'm coming home. Changes in my life. I'm coming home. Now I know. Thank you.
CBS.